Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is September 29th, 2025, and the time is 10:01 a.m. This is day 24 of our CSHO session. We're now on prayer. Congresswoman Good Fox, could you please say our prayer today?
Yes, thank you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this beautiful morning. We ask that you look down upon our elders and our children. Father God, we pray that you will help to heal all of those with sickness and just give them good health from the head to the toe, Father. We ask that we keep prayerful of all of our families that are in mourning and all of those families that have someone in their family that are suffering with sickness. We ask that you look down upon all of those that need you, the sick, the hungry, the homeless, the ones that are lost, Father God. We just ask that you show them the way. We ask that you forgive us for our sins. All these things we pray in your name, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Second Speaker Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present. We do have a quorum. We're now in approval of the Day 22 Journal. Please take a moment to review the Journal of September 26,
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. I'd like to make a motion to approve the journal dated September 26, 2025 as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. The journal of September 26, 2025 has been approved. We're now in reports of select committees. Congressman Keene.
Everybody get comfortable here.
First up is Bill number ONC 2592. The Rules of Ethics and Enforcement Committee met this morning. An act to recognize electronics transactions as legally valid and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed. With two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up is Bill number ONC 2594, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $11,762,824 in non-tribal self-governance funds and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed. With two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up is Bill number ONC 2595, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $2,831,045 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up is Bill number ONC 2597, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 26 in the amount of $956,284 of tribal funds and $126,541 of non-tribal funds and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up is Bill number ONC 2598, an act to provide an appropriation to the CC Apetha for fiscal year 26 in the amount of $2,081,660 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up is Bill number ONC 2599, an act to provide an appropriation to the Gray Horse, Hominy, and Pasco Village Committee funds in the amount of $802,615 for fiscal year 2026 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up is ONC 25100, an act to authorize tribal works to expend monies appropriated through fiscal year 26 appropriation bills and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up is Bill number ONC 25101, an act to authorize IDC departments to expend monies appropriated through the fiscal year 26 appropriation bills and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up is Bill number ONC 25103, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $11,111,745 in tribal and non-tribal funds and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up is Bill ONC 25113, an act to amend the Osage Nation Boards Act at 15 ONC 5-106 to change the compensation requirements for board members and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up is Bill number ONC 25117, an act to amend ONCA 2412 to provide an appropriation modification to the executive branch with no change in the amount of non-tribal funds appropriated and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up is Bill number ONC 25119, an act to amend ONC 2383 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $833,381 of non-tribal funds and establish an alternate effective date. The final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up is Bill number ONCA 25120, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,100,000 to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 2 yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up is ONCR 2522, a resolution declaring congressional consent approval of CCOPTHAL's board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2026. The final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 2 yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Rebhard.
Good morning, Speaker and Assistant Chief and colleagues. The Appropriations Committee met to discuss ONCA 25118, which is an act to amend ONCA 2475 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $7,708 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Second Speaker Redcorn. Final committee action was due pass, voting yes. Rebhard, Redcorn, Shaw, Big Horse, Whitehorn, and Hamilton. They also discussed ONCA 2596, which is an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $80,036,514 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor of the final committee action as due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes, Redcorn, Shaw, Big Horse, Whitehorn, and Hamilton, and I was absent. They also discussed ONCA 25121, which is an act to amend 15 ONC 2-311E to allow the treasurer to require the monthly financial data from the nation's entities to be in a specific format and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Final committee action, due pass. Voting yes, Redcorn, Shaw, Big Horse, Whitehorn, and Hamilton, and I was absent. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rebhard. We're now on reports of standing committees. Hearing none, we'll move to introduction of bills and or resolutions. Hearing none. We're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Speaker and Assistant Chief. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to read in ONCA 25-122, an act to amend ONCA 24-73 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch for merit in the amount of $1,071,937 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 25-122 to third reading on tomorrow's agenda following engrossment.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you. Colleagues, at this time, we're now at a point where I would like to move without objection to advances to interview and consideration of appointee Scotty Ray Lawrence to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board for a term of 3 years. Ms. Lawrence is on the line with us. Welcome and thank you for being here. Can you hear
Hi,
us?
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Very good. Members, are there any questions that you would like to ask Ms. Lawrence? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I was just wondering if Ms. Lawrence would like to just start out with telling us about herself or just a little statement or anything that she'd like to say. And good morning, ma'am.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Yes. First of all, thank you for changing it to today. Those of you that know me, I
own three very busy retail stores, and added to the mix, I added a state fair booth. So I was conducting four and was not able to find a replacement for myself last Friday. So thank you for changing to today. So just kind of give you a little bit about me if you don't know. I am very much a seasoned and serial entrepreneur. It's all I've done since I graduated from chiropractic college in 1998. I do own a chiropractic clinic with my husband, and we have one in Sepulpa, so I also am involved with that. But I own the businesses of Magnolia Soap and Bath, and those are in Tulsa and Broken Arrow, so I have three of those. And I've been able to scale those since December 2020 when I opened that. So we opened that during COVID, which was actually a really great time to open when they were very much a part of embracing small businesses. So I'm one of those crazy people that really enjoys change and a challenge. But I have, when I was asked to be on this, I didn't know much about this board. I really didn't know, have any idea about it. So I did some research and I talked to my father, as many of you probably all know, that's Scott Johnson. And I talked to Galen Crum. I talked to several people at the Osage business side of things on the officers, just to find out what this entailed and to make sure that my skill set would benefit the board, benefit the nation and our people, and just kind of find out what, why I was nominated and what my consideration would bring. And so just being a part of the business side of things and the lens of a business, I definitely look through that on a day-to-day basis. I own real estate, I own Airbnbs, I am very busy in that aspect, but I very much know that this side of the business part, I am very much able to bring my skill set and look at this in a different way than potentially other appointees maybe have in the past. And so I'm really excited for that. Additionally, I have a strong servant heart. I wake up every day wanting to help others through my good works and my deeds. And I have connections with my philanthropic projects that I do within my stores. I was recently named one of the top 20 most impactful women of Tulsa in a September issue, the Tulsa Kids Magazine. So I want to be able to use my business connections, my philanthropic work to help our casinos grow and bring in more funds for our nation and to thus help the people. So that is where I am at. I hope that answers your questions about a little bit about me. So thank you.
Thank you very much, members. We appreciate you being here so much and telling us a little bit about yourself and as to why you would like to serve. So thank you for being on the call. And later in our agenda, we will be voting. So thank you.
Thank you. Am I excused or should I stay? What would you prefer?
You are, you're excused if you would like to leave.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Hold on just a moment, Ms. Lawrence.
Okay.
Congresswoman Rivard.
I didn't have any questions. I'm just waving bye to Scotty.
Hi.
Bye.
Anyone else? All right. Thank you very much and have a good day, Ms. Lawrence.
Thank you.
At this time, without objection, we will recess for the purpose of engrossment.